This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A Philadelphia abortion provider is charged with 8 counts of murder, but TV channels are in a blackout regarding coverage of his murder trial. Pro-life leaders have joined the Media Research Center in demanding an end to the censorship. They are also upset about a lack of coverage of a Planned Parenthood lobbyist who testified in favor of allowing the killing of children who survive botched abortions. A Philadelphia paramedic testified at the Gosnell trial Thursday about his Code Blue call to the Gosnell abortion clinic. Kermit Gosnell could not provide any helpful information, nor did he render any assistance. The firefighter finally got a pulse, but extracting the dying abortion patient from the clinic with its cramped, narrow hallways and locked doors took an extraordinary amount of creativity by the team of firefighters. This is Life News Radio. It's no mere optimism for us to think well of these times for the right to life. Your appeal, your rationale in defense of the right to life is working. Enough Americans now call themselves pro-life. For one pollster to say America is pro-life. Perhaps even more remarkable is that especially young people are avoiding the pro-choice label. Be informed, be ready, and be bold in telling others that you are pro-life. In other news, a federal judge has given a Catholic-owned manufacturing company a reprieve from the HHS pregnancy interdiction mandate. And NARAL President Elise Hoag is telling anyone who will listen myths about abortion that are disproved by other pro-abortion advocates. She told an MSNBC audience that the number one cause of death before Roe v. Wade among women was abortion, a complete fabrication. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.